Part of the Cam collection.
Wow. God damn. Cam collection. How'd you know I went to Belk's? Golly.
Injury rise.
Pretty good. We have Kealoha, a little concern for the shoulder, obviously, and he'll see the doctors tomorrow, and we'll most certainly, you know, have a better idea. But he's seen Doc Connor, and they're going to do the whole exam thing. So we'll hopefully get news a little bit later. Hopefully, good news, but we'll see.
What could it be? Is he going on an MRI?
Yes, I mean it could be as you know. It can be something bad, something torn or you know, separated or something like that. So we'll see. You know, they were guarded last night, you know, on the exam without really getting an opportunity to see it. But once Doc Connor will see it, and he'll enlighten us to all those things.
How different was that plane ride back yesterday?
A lot different. It was, you know, it made life a lot easier. That's for doggone sure. Especially, you know, when you lose football games and you're close, you know, it especially 4 weeks in a row, it tells you you're good enough to win. And you should win. And when you get a game like yesterday that was close, but, you know, we could have handled it better, obviously. We could have won by a little bit more. We could have not made it as exciting down the stretch. But it was great. I mean, the players, you know, there was a quiet optimism. There was an awful lot of excitement. And it was good to see. It really was. The guys deserved it. I mean, you know, it's one of those things when, and I think I said this before, when you practice the way we've practiced, you know, Wednesday was a rough day. It wasn't a very enthusiastic practice, but mentally the guys were there in terms of their assignments. But Thursday and Friday, their energy level was up. They did the things that they needed to do, and it carried over into Sunday. Also after practice, when you watch the groups of guys that stay and do the extra work, you know, that you don't expect that from guys that are going through what they've gone through, but that's what they're doing, and they that's been great. So to get the win and to be able to enjoy it, I think that's huge for them. You know, because the last time we won when we beat New Orleans, you know, we had to turn around and get ready for a Thursday night game.
What do you think typically, or at least this week, would stay after practice?
Oh, gosh. What they've been doing, I would say anywhere between 15 and 25 guys. You know, the nice thing is you watch it, it's by groups, too. It's not like one or two guys. You watch the DBs and you see 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of them. You know, you watch the returners are all out there catching balls. You watch a few of the wide receivers go out there. Some of them will catch balls from the quarterback. Some will get on the jugs machines. Then you watch the punt team, which is probably one of the most important of all. You watch them walk through the cards again on their own. And actually this week, for the first time, I saw Coach Merstay after with them and go through some things. So the players have really been trying to do the things that they need to do to get better, and that's huge. And the nice thing is you sit there and you see Ray Brown with the young offensive linemen. I mean, that's even better because, you know, the way things go, these guys get opportunities a lot sooner than you realize.
Big win for everybody, but I mean Cam in particular. You talk about, you know, the importance of him having a good game like that.
Well, I mean it's all about confidence. You know, you play this game better obviously when you're confident. You play this game better when you know things are going to happen. You know, you don't hope anymore. You know, it's a mentality. I mean, this is an emotional game, and he's an emotional player, and he wears his emotions on the sleeve, which you've all seen. And so to be able to come out, play well, play very consistent, protect the football, make good reads and decisions like he does, run the ball well like he had, pick and choose his spots to run the ball, and have so many things go right. That's big. That's big for an individual. It's big for a unit. It's big for the team.
So much hanging over this organization and you and your staff these next 8 weeks. I mean, how do you kind of keep the mood from getting too heavy?
I think the biggest thing, Joe, is it's 1 week at a time. And it's one game at a time. And honestly, you know, just the whole thing that it's our jobs. It's what we do. I mean, we love what we do. If you don't love what you're doing, it's, you know, time to move on. And our, like I said, the nice thing has been, as hard as it has been after some of these games, our guys bounce back. They've been very resilient. Like I said, you know, after Wednesday, after Thursday practice, it's been a lot of nice things to see. And it tells you that these guys really want to do things the right way, and a lot of them are willing to make those sacrifices.
Philosophy, morale standpoint, this team's obviously been in close games and has lost most of them, but yesterday obviously was different. Does this team need a close win to kind of get back on track, or did they kind of need to step on the neck and, as you say, win by more?
I think step on the neck and win by more, but just winning is really the bottom line. It doesn't matter how you win, just win. I mean, you can ask anybody that we lost to. Ask Chicago, just win. I mean, you know, and teams that have been in those situations typically do them. I mean, you know, last night watching the Falcons game against Dallas. I mean, the Falcons have won games close this year. You know, Dallas has done some things like us. You know, where you've had that opportunity, you hadn't done it. But now as you start to do it and you continue to do it, it builds. And so, you know, obviously we got an opportunity this week coming up.
Now that you finished half your season and on a high note, what's realistic for the second half of the season?
Well, I think more than anything is really just to continue to trend up. I mean, obviously you want to win them all. You want to win as many as you can. I mean, what that number is, I don't know. But I most certainly know that every intention, everything we do is about trying to win them all. But we'll start with this first one. I mean, we got to win this one, and then we'll talk about the next one next week. But I think it's really about, you know, trending up and doing things the right way. And then showing we're doing it the right way, because there's a lot of people watching, obviously. We got, you know, fans that we've got to make sure they see that we are trying. We're trying to do things the right way because, you know, this game is about production, as I've said before, and it is a business of production.
Has changed significantly or improved significantly over the last 4 weeks. What's changed?
I think more so than anything is just the resolve. I think part of it too is, you know, we've been juggling guys around like we had to do last year. This year, you know, I think what, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, we've settled in. You know, with we've had to put a couple of guys on IR. We're no longer wondering if they're going to be able to play. I think we've started the same group three weeks in a row, maybe four. So that's been big. It really has. And I think we found our identity. We've gone through an awful lot of things, but you know, one of the things that we talk about and one of the things that Sean and his staff emphasize in practice is takeaways, turnovers. You know, when you have that takeaway turnover mentality, you become aggressive. You know, it's kind of neat that the Bears game came at a time when we've been talking about takeaways and turnovers, and you know, we had an opportunity to watch the way they do things in terms of Charles Tillman and Lance Briggs and Brian Urlacher, you know, three guys that I'm very familiar with as well. And talk about their mentality, and that's kind of spread. But the biggest thing, too, has been the play of our defensive line, the development of that group. I mean, you know, Charles Johnson's been outstanding. He's been tremendous. And Greg Hardy has really done the things that I think he needs to become a good, very good player in this league. You know, bringing Dewan Edwards in, you know, a guy that didn't go through training camp with us now, and I think the players kind of know him now. Now they've got a feel for who he is as a football player. I think that's helped our pass rush tremendously. And then Ron Edwards being healthy, being a plugger, being a space eater. You watch Luke Kuechly run left to right, and you see Thomas Davis flying around. You see James Anderson, and then our defensive backfield starting to solidify. I think the rotation of the safeties has helped us out an awful lot. I think Hiroki, you know, taking the bulk of the base stuff, and Sherrod taking the bulk of the sub package has really helped, and it's helped Charles Godfrey as well. Our two young corners have been physical. I mean, very physical. I think Cap Munlin is really shaping up to be one of the better nickels in this league.
Greg and Charles, have you seen a shift in their personality over the past 4 weeks as they've become more successful and they're finally getting those stats that they wanted also?
Well, you know, the one thing about Charles is he's been steady like this since we've been in camp, and he's been playing very well. And I said it early on, he didn't have any numbers until the Atlanta game, and everybody kept wondering what was wrong with Charles. But you looked at the way he played, you know, he basically caused the interception that Charles Godfrey had for the touchdown. You saw the tackles behind the line of scrimmage. You saw him force throws early. And then he started to get the numbers starting with Atlanta, and he's been steady ever since. His personality has been great. It really has, in terms of taking a leadership role, so much so that when John Beeson was injured, we put him on IR. I asked Charles Johnson to take over as captain, and he puts the C on his chest now, and he's been carrying himself like that ever since. I think Greg Hardy, you know, this offseason – had an opportunity to sit down with him, and we had an opportunity to discuss a lot of things with him about where we see him and what he needs to do, and he's taken that to heart now. You know, but he's still a young guy that's going to make, you know, some questionable decisions, but we're going to continue to work with him because he's got the potential to be a solid football player, and he's a heck of a young man. If we can keep him going and he continues to learn and grow, he can be a big part of what we want to be in the future.
I guess he was pretty animated on the sideline.
Oh, yeah.
Situation where you were concerned about him crossing the line? Or?
No. You know, it's interesting because when he created the personal foul in the third play of the game, he came to me right away, and that was outstanding. He got animated at the end of the game, and I think that was a little bit of Steve Smith too, though, getting on each other. And I think it was, you know, about getting fired up and closing it out. I think that was great. because this is an emotional game, and that's what we need to do as a team, is get over that emotional hump about things. And it was really good to see. You know, there's been some really good things that have gone on in the last few weeks. Obviously, we only have one win to show for it in the last five, but, you know, at least we're showing in the right direction right now.
Armani Edwards, how impressed were you with him yesterday? And did he earn himself any more opportunities down the road?
Well, certainly. You know, and I said it yesterday too, Armani has been practicing like that, you know, since we've gotten to training camp. It's just about opportunities to get a chance to play. You know, we do so many different packages. We use so many different personnel groups. You know, that it's all about when you get your opportunity, you got to step up and make a play. You know, he made a big play. He really did. But he came in, and the plays that he played in, he was graded very highly, talking to Coach Grave and Chud, listening to them talk about the things that Armani was doing. So he'll continue to get his opportunities, and we'll see how they go. I mean, but, again, we get Brandon LaFell back this week. And, you know, but I think most certainly Armani's going to get an opportunity because he showed something, showed some speed out there, and made a good play.
Decision on Geddes.
That'll come tomorrow. You know, in light of what happened with Kealoha, we'll have to wait and see, and that might be an option for us. So we'll see, but we'll have our decision tomorrow.
Can you talk a little bit about Josh Thomas, particularly on the goal line play?
Well, in general, you know, JT's a guy that we saw last year. You know, Marty had seen him when he was at Buffalo, and so we had him on the radar. And when Dallas cut him last year, we signed him, and we found out he had a tweaked hamstring. So, you know, people had wondered why we'd bring a guy in that was hurt, but there was something about him, and you saw it. And once he got healthy, he started to flashed on special teams. He got a couple opportunities in the regular season last year. But this year in training camp, he was tremendous. He really was. He's a very physical corner, a smart kid, and he's a solid young person. He really – football is important to him. And the way he plays, it reflects that it's important to him. And, in fact, on Friday in practice, you know, there was a ball thrown in his area. He jumped up and landed on the ground real hard. And, you know, after practice, I went over and told him, I said, JT, you got to understand, it's Friday. We don't need you to make those plays on Friday. But it's important to him. It really is. The play he made really was, you know, they ran a quarterback sweep. They had an overload. They had three receivers that side. They zinned his guy in. You know, the Z came in and cracked. And as he came down with it, the blocker, I can't remember, was one of the tight ends or one of the backs were on him in a second. He just held the point. And then the next guy came in, and he just tried to cut it all and just create a big pileup. And he was a big part of stopping that play. He really was, because he set the edge. And that was one of the emphases we had all week as far as our defense was concerned, was setting the edge, trying to maintain a position to keep the ball turned in. If you don't get it turned in, make it bubble back, and that's exactly what happened. And then we had great pursuit from that. But he's the one who really set the tone on that play.
I had a chance to look at tape yet, but, you know, I talk about facing Manning and Broncos.
Well, I wanted to enjoy this a little longer, but I guess not. You know, there's some things that really he does that are extraordinary in terms of controlling the offense and the pace and tempo of what they do. And in all honesty, he looks like he's in form, like he was when he was in Indianapolis. I mean, he has command of their offensive unit. You watch the way he controls things, the way he handles things. He knows when certain things have to be done to create certain momentum changes. And the biggest thing you have to do is you have to withstand those things. You know, you've got to be in tune to him as much as you are in what you want to do. Because, again, you know, it's not just about what you're going to do, but you've got to understand what he's trying to do. He most certainly is. I really do think he is one of the best that played this game.
Talk this week, obviously, about Fox coming back. How well do you know him? Do y'all have much of a background?
I know Coach Fox, yes. I got a little bit of background about from Coach. And, you know, the nice thing about it, though, is he and I don't have to go out and line up on the field. So, you know, this week really is about the players playing against each other. You know, it'll be our offense against their defense against our offense, and our special teams will challenge one another. You know, and just from my point of view, the less we say about that, the better. I really do think this is about the players.
Your team won, and according to the Redskin rule, that means Mitt Romney is going to win the election tomorrow. 17 out of 18 times that has held true. What does it feel like to affect the outcome?
Well, all I know, if it comes true, maybe we should get invited to the White House. But, you know, politically, I'm staying out of that forum. I have no opinions on that.
Well, One more thing. Your team is 0-8 on coin tosses this season. How is that possible? And how? What do you, call the same heads or tails each time?
I leave it up to them. This one decision I don't have to make. When they go out there, is what they want to call, whether it's heads or tails. I've been on the other side too, when we didn't lose one for a long time, and then the one time we did, we ended up losing the game as well. So, you know, maybe there is something to it, and if not, it's just a matter of happenstance.
Ron, you on the calls, you addressed the Hardy foul, but one on Haruki and then the one on Thomas.
Well, you know, I will say this, the one on Haruki's tough, you know, because the ball's thrown down and Haruki's going down as well and the receiver's down. And you know, and it's a bang-bang play. And in my opinion, it looked like Haruki led with his shoulder and not helmet to helmet. But from that instance, and I understand what the referees, because the explanation I got right away was Coach, we have to err on the side of safety, and the players have to understand that. And, you know, it's tough to fault anybody at that point when you are talking about player safety. The Thomas one's hard because it was a quarterback. If it was a running back, I promise you they don't throw the flag. But it's a quarterback, and we have to understand, you know, those are the circumstances. And I told Thomas, I said, hey, I went through the same thing back when I played. I hit Dan Marino on the sideline too. And he was well in bounds when I hit him, but you got to understand, you're in their stadium. He's an elite quarterback, or he's a draw. He's somebody to pay attention to. They're going to call on you every time. And Thomas, you know, and Thomas, I talked about it. He realized it too. He says, you know, the bad thing is that would have put them in about 4th and 8. And the way we had played, it would have been, I would have loved to see what would have happened. I really would have. I think our defense, their mentality has been outstanding, especially in the red zone. No, back then we didn't get fined for things like that, thank goodness, because I tell you, that's a tough one to explain to Stephanie, man.
Real quick before you get out of here, you've seen a couple of veteran players, I mean big-time name players like Tony Gonzalez offensively in the past. This week the challenge, aside from Peyton offensively, defensively, is Champ and that defense and what they do.
I'll tell you what, they defensively they're a lot of fun to watch. You know, they do some different things. They're aggressive. And they've got some personnel. They really do. And it does start with Champ Bailey. But, you know, you look at their D-line, you look at their linebackers. It's an explosive group, you know, in terms of being able to make plays. Our biggest thing most certainly is we've got to be consistent. We've got to be able to control the pace of the game. And we've got to make plays when we get opportunities. And we've got to prevent them from making plays, obviously, especially with Peyton. You know, you watched him. They've been down early in games. He's been able to bring them back, rally them. I think the thing that – you know, and before really getting a chance to study it, we've got to be able to control the tempo and not allow him to do that to you. Okay? All right. Thanks, guys.